from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly you have to look at all those things. You know, if a person's out for an extended period of time, you know, and a player that's in that position is playing very well at a starter level, you know, and doing a good job there, then you create the competition. And you say, hey, there's a competition. You know, people say, well, you can't lose the job because of injury. I don't think that's true. I think that if the guy that's playing there, you know, gives our team a good look and a good benefit for him being in that position, then it's a competition or the other guy could take it over. But that's not just that guard. That's at all positions.
He may have globalized it at the end there, but we catch his drift. We know what he's talking about and who Matt Eberflus is talking about. So now it gets more specific. Now, if you just were joining us, Ryan Bates left the practice field today with an undisclosed injury. And Matt Eberflus made it even more clear what is going on with their expensive starting right guard.
He came back. We had him back in there, right? It was individual, and that was some reps, and then he felt it again, you know. So he's dealing with some soft tissue stuff, and so we had to bring him back down and take him out. So, again, we'll start that process over, and we'll see where it goes.
Do you see this more like a week-to-week deal now instead of day-to-day, or what's kind of the track?
Yeah, I think it's listed week-to-week. You know, we'll see where it goes, but, again, we're always checking it up on him day-to-day.
Wow. Wow, week to week.
I mean, there's still time. There's still time. But if cohesion is the thing that you think is Nate Davis's talent so much above Shelton or Bates at guard?
Or whoever's behind them now.
Right. That it's worth you saying when he's healthy, he'll start no matter what. And he doesn't need the reps. I imagine that that's one of the questions that they're asking themselves and trying to find the answer to. And how do you go about fixing this? And hopefully Bates is okay, because then you have another problem of what to do. This is not going the way that you would hope for Caleb Williams' start. But according to Matt Eberflus, they are going to play the starters, and that now has a different connotation to it in their second preseason game, which is really kind of their first for the starters, against Buffalo on Saturday.
We also got a little bit of news from a friend of ours who's going to be joining us in just a bit. Jason Leisure.
Oh, yeah, that Matt Eberflus was in on some of the editing of Hard Knocks, and that the new guy in charge of comms, Ted Cruz, helped them shape it the way that they wanted, which is kind of what we thought we saw on Tuesday night. We thought that we saw them take what I think is better care of their organization than the Giants did. I am curious, though, like when we talk with Pat Harris, one of the questions that I'm going to have is, like, what's the right balance of that? Like, how much is too much where you're like, I don't know if this is going to end up being good or not. But I do think that there now are inherent conflict that is worth it. I was thinking about this too, Dan, when it comes to Hard Knocks and like us reacting to it. I think that most Bears fans, one, they're excited to see like Halas Hall, because most people haven't been up there. See Halas Hall, see the guys practicing, all of that stuff. But I also think Bears fans are so into what's happening with the team, whether they're listening to us or reading The Athletic or the Sun-Times or they're going online, they're following people, that they may watch the next couple of episodes of Hard Knocks and be like, I already knew that.
Well, because people are going out of their way to grab as much content and information as they can. I thought you were going to say that there are some people who may be disappointed in that it shows
the banality of it.
The banality and warts and all, that development is nonlinear. And there is a lot of irrational exuberance in the market right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of froth in the market. There are a lot of otherwise intelligent people who are Caleb crazy. There are a lot of people who wouldn't be fanboying out who don't want to hear the slightest bit of criticism, who don't want to hear anything that threatens a buzz. And that's always a little scary.
It is.
When people are doing that, just because, and I think some of this came down to the insanity that surrounded the Justin Caleb thing and how long it took for people to have some reality sink in that regard. But I'm hearing it from people that I consider intelligent people. One of the smartest people I know on the face of the earth has become an absolute, like, frothing at the mouth Bears meatball fanboy.
What I hope happens, though, I hope that people are looking at some of the things that could derail the party. And that's kind of our job to do. And we accept the fact that you might not like when we don't have the pom-poms out. But having the pom-poms out is not our job. But these are the types of things. I'm glad that Grody made mention of it today, where he's like, you know, this is the type of stuff that didn't put Mitchell Trubisky and Justin Fields in a great place to succeed. Layla talks about it all the time on this show, that everyone thinks that Caleb's going to erase everything. And that's not fair to Caleb. Now, maybe those people are right. And if they are, it means great things for the Bears. If he's so good that he can make up for a lot of the problems that the Bears will have, that would be phenomenal. That means you're in great shape as an organization. I think that they have actively tried to do everything possible to make this a soft landing and to get him off on the right foot. But there are still going to be things that need to be talked about. This thing with Nate Davis is significant. And I know people are like, you're spending all this time talking about a guard. Yeah. Because of, one, how much money he was paid and what the expectation is. Two, this is supposed to be Ryan Poles' specialty, is offensive lineman, because he played the position. Three, because of the cascade effect that it could have on the rest of your offensive line and because of the connection that you want to have between your center and your quarterback. That's why it's worth discussing. And it may... we might get to September and Nate Davis is fine and everything's cool. But you should at least have it on your radar so that if it does get to September and he's not fine and Ryan Bates is playing guard instead of being the better choice at center and things don't go well, What I don't want is people being like, hey, Dan and Lawrence, why didn't you guys tell us about that? We're telling you about it. The people up there are telling you about it. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.